basically what it is short, informal, you know, sessions of music, chamber music, that we take to non-traditional venues such as bars and cafes, places you wouldn't really expect to hear a Mozart string quartet or, you know, a Brahms clarinet quintet. So we enjoy bringing this kind of music to these places, but it's not limited to just that repertoire. We've also performed Jimi Hendrix, Adele, bluegrass, Broadway, anything. At the last venue where we, the grand finale, we even perform a full symphony with a conductor, and that will probably be a Mozart symphony this time, and maybe some other surprises along the way.
Let's just talk a little bit about, as someone who's performing sort of these pop-ups, basically, what it's like. Like, I mean, how do you when you walk into a venue, what are you like, I need to do this and this, and then how do you figure out what you're going to perform, all that kind of stuff?
Well, a lot of it is just off the cuff, you know, impromptu. Some of it we sort of have a game plan of the repertoire that we know that works, that we want to share with our listeners. And we always try to sprinkle in a lot of the classical, because that's really our bread and butter material, things that work. And we might play something more familiar to an audience member, like Somewhere Over the Rainbow or a tango, to really reel them in. And then we even take special requests. We've got a lot of music, and it's just a great way to engage the listener, and we enjoy speaking with them. They come up to us. They might be having a snack, drinking a beer, having a cup of coffee. Just depends on the venue. We always invite them to our other concerts that we have, the big symphony concerts and other places that we're going to perform around town.
So it's a way to connect with the community at large with what you're doing here while you're doing all this all these big concerts. It's a way to connect.
It sure is, and it's just a lot of fun, and it's great to have so many participants from Artisphere Festival Orchestra. Some of the players are maybe a little reluctant at first. They're not really sure what they're getting into, but I just tell them to relax. It's no pressure. You know, sometimes we're reading things for the first time. It's okay to mess up. People can clap, people can hoot and holler. It's sort of tearing down those walls of what you might think is a normal way of presenting this classical music. We're not wearing tuxedos. We might have our artists for t-shirts on. It's fun to see familiar faces that keep coming back to these. And it's great also to have people that walk in and, what is going on? Am I hearing Mozart in a bar? So a lot of times they like it.
I remember a couple of years back, you performed Beethoven's Fifth, I believe, in Smoke and Barrel for your finale.
Oh yes, we sure did.
That was so much fun.
And that's something that was what the symphony that we were actually performing in the concert hall that season. And so we resurrected it for this performance.
And Corrado was there; he was conducting.
He conducted, and it's just, and that is a, if you're going to know one symphony, that's probably the one that's most familiar to a listener. And so that was a great way to really, and it's just a lot of fun. I think we played the whole symphony.